just with this show is a great way to connect and sort of build the two worlds together, right? But yeah, no, I think that what I love with what I do with Faded Living is the fact that it's like so many different pillars. It's not too much, but it's enough to really like make those connections, right? It's really to sort of make those connections. And even down to even in the Caribbean, like I mentioned, there are Chinese Jamaicans, but the Chinese are in a lot of other Caribbean countries as well, right? Yeah, pretty much everywhere. They're like Jamaicans are everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the even down to my dream of owning a villa and things of that nature, by having even these conversations, we never know. I could be talking to somebody who, you know, who's Chinese, who has properties in the Caribbean.
Exactly.
Right? And wants to hear more about what I'd like to do in a villa and start building relationships. You just never know. Like, I think the beauty about this show is, like, sparking the conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, I think it is so easy to come up with ideas, especially when you get excited and talking with people and people have, like, 100 ideas.
Yes.
But it's really hard to find partners, find friends, find entrepreneurs that are really the same serious towards to the work and make the execution real, make the take the action.
Yes.
So when you talk about like we need to, before we collaborate, before we find these opportunities in business, we need to build that trust.
Absolutely.
And finding the person who is having the same work ethic and we can execute instead of just stop at the idea level.
Absolutely. I think that when I remember being like this when I first started out and as an entrepreneur, it's like you want everything yesterday. And what I mean by that is like you want the results right away. You want to build those connections right away. You want the money to come right away. I mean, at the end of the day, yes, we're doing the things that we love. Most of the times when we start a business, we're doing something that we love, but we still want the money, right? Like it's not just for
we still want
the money.
That's the motivation.
It is the motivation, right? Yeah. And so I feel like in order to get that, you do still have to build those relationships first.
Yes.
Before thinking that you're going to connect with somebody and the money's going to come and you guys are going to make so much money and all the things. Like, it's a lot of trial and error is what I've learned.
Exactly.
It's a lot of, like, not, like, having resilience. So not giving up if a relationship, a business relationship, maybe doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's like you just have to be like, okay, what were the lessons that you learned? I always ask myself, like, what were the lessons that I learned? What could I have done better? You know, things like that to align me with a connection that might be a bit more fruitful.
Completely agree. I think that is another same or commonality that people have in both Chinese culture and Jamaican culture or maybe Canadian culture. Because I think to be honest, like objectively the world is getting moving faster towards to be more international or cross-cultural collaboration.
Yes.
So this is definitely the opportunity for us to find the new partners, to find the new industry or build our future.
Yes.
And if we move a little faster and finding those partners, and then we have the chance to build that trust in earlier than others, right? Yeah. So as Chinese culture, I would say we really, really value the relationship because I think we value reputations.
Yeah.
That's why from the last generation, we have those kind of drinking culture, which I don't promote that.
Yes.
I don't really improve, like encourage that.
Yeah.
But the reason why they have this drinking culture in China is more like when we want to talk about business, we want to talk about work.
Yeah,
we don't talk in office. We talk in the dinner and drinking together.
Yeah.
And I used to get confused, but now I realize that's the way from the older generation to sort of seek, hey, what kind of person are you?
Yes.
And to see your real personality after you're not as sober.
Yes, I feel you. Okay, so I have a question about that then, because you know, you brought something up that is so true about how things are way more international now. And I do feel like it at least in my world, it started around COVID because we went virtual in many respects, right?
Exactly.
So for me, I remember those years being like, I was so busy. People were like, oh my gosh. I was so busy because almost every day I had a Zoom meeting, a Zoom collaboration, a Zoom, everything was over Zoom, right?
Okay,
and I was like constantly online. And that's how I got more of an international presence.
Mm-hmm.
I would say before that, with my other business, I was mainly like Canadian focused, actually even more Calgary focus, because that's where the business was was registered, and that's where I kind of did it, and it was more like food and catering, so that's kind of who knew me more. But the minute that we became more virtual is when I really got to open up and be connected with so many more people. So my question is, for Chinese culture, is it is the community open to connecting virtually and making business, or is it still traditional to meet in person?
Oh, well, that's a great question.
Yeah.
So I would answer that from two respects.
Okay.
Aspects. So the first aspect, I think in general, human beings are just, you know, like the culture, we have this instinctive. We have this instinct that if I see you, if I can feel you, and then this from my five sense, right? Like I can smell, not necessarily smell.
I know what you mean, but it's all the senses. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So if I can see you physically, we're visual animals. So the visual in person is very important.
Yes.
I feel the vibe.
Yes.
Sometimes people say, hey, I can feel the vibe if this person is trustworthy, or, you know, sometimes we make mistakes, especially in romantic relationships.
Yeah,
people be careful.
Yeah.
But generally, I think that really matters through the screen.
Yes.
I definitely think the AI technology will drive that closer to make our five senses really get work, right? But that's like still in the future.
Got
so
it.
I think, so from the first aspect, I do feel like in person is better.
Yeah.
However, virtual is good too. Because from the second aspect, like the AI, as we use the AI human connection or interaction, or my project AI human negotiation.
Yes.
Why we use that is because they really helps us to kind of break those distant barriers.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
So they are not as perfect, but they could work.
They could work. Yeah, they could work. I'm honestly a believer of both. I do a lot of stuff virtually just because I also like virtual, and I feel like when I do virtual, I try to do video as much as possible.
Right.
That way, at least you can try to build some kind of connection as opposed to just being like audio type of thing. But you're right. There's nothing that beats being in person, being able to feel the energy of the person.
Warmth.
Yeah, the warmth of the person. Sometimes you can feel if they're genuine or not.
Yes.
Sometimes you can feel like, you know, sometimes we're wrong. Sometimes I make a wrong decision. But I feel like I can get a sense of the person a little bit better if I'm meeting them in person than whatever. And I think part of it, too, is at least, and again, it goes back to even dating, is that when you are out with somebody, you get to see how do they treat the waiters? How do they treat paying for something? How do they treat other people, right? That not just waiters, but just other staff, other people, right? You don't always get to see that when it's virtual.
Exactly.
Because it's just you and the person.
Yeah.
Right? And so it's like, I do find sometimes in person, you get to see a little bit more of their character. And that helps with making decisions with business, right?
However, I feel like back into the workshop that you were mentioning that you could have next January, and that, you know, let's assume we can host a Chinese, Jamaican, Canadian cross-cultural
yes,
workshop,
yes.
including herb tea industry, yes. like those...
especially clothing. I feel like yeah. manufacture, like clothing is big. I feel like a lot of brands want to have... Even if they don't want to sell clothing all the time, they want to have like a tote bag.
Yes.
Or they want to have a sweater, like yeah. a hooded sweater or something like that, and a t-shirt. Even if they don't want to do the whole thing.
Yeah.
Most people like to do that. And even down onto, I have a kitchen collection. And with the kitchen collection, it's like I have a glass cutting board.
Okay.
I have a mug. Mm. I have like a magnet for your fridge, that type of thing. And I find that people like want to have maybe coasters or they want to have like just something about their brand.
Right.
And I think that connecting the two cultures is helpful because it isn't easy to do it in Canada.
Mm.
Like, even sometimes I'm looking online and I will see a lot of opportunities in the U.S., but it's not Canada.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
sometimes we just don't have all the options.
Don't worry. Like, I'm going to post all those information on this channel that you will see as short form videos. And if you're Chinese providers, manufacturer,
yes.
please contact
please.
Me. Yeah. Like, well, I'm sure we will find good ones.
Yeah.
And also another thing that I wanted to say that there are so many Chinese people and they do business here
yes,
in
true.
Canada, in Vancouver,
yes,
actually.
Yes.
I saw some of them are doing live streaming, so I started to recognize them.
Nice.
And as I said, like, Chinese people could be competitive. Yeah. However, we are pretty united and supportive
Love.
When we, you know, do things together as a group,
nice.
As a family. So,
nice.
You know, I'd love to have them to participate. And,
yes.
you know, if we have some of Jamaican people, Canadian people,
yes.
and local people, Chinese people in Vancouver, when we go to those workshops,
yeah.
you know, if a person like you, Chinese people don't know you, like
yes,
I don't know you,
right.
but if my friend saw me
yes.
is having this live streaming
yes.
and showing, hey, what's the workshop here,
yes.
or a Jamaican person or a Canadian
yes.
family,
yes.
and they attend and they saw, oh, wait, we're joining a workshop that has like herbs, teas, clothing, different cultures
yes.
from both Chinese and Jamaican and also local Canadian
Absolutely.
People.
Absolutely.
Maybe some people, my friends from like New York, Philadelphia,
yeah.
you know, it will be great because,
Absolutely.
You know, you do, like you said, like an entrepreneur can only do much for
exactly.
marketing. But if you're collaborating with others and then the culture and the thing just kind of spread out.
Yeah, exactly.
Through your collaborators, through your partners. I think that way, like, every business negotiation become better because if everybody can benefit from it, I mean, I don't mind to, you know, just kind of give more.
Exactly, exactly. And I will also say that... I think it is, you know, when we talked about meeting in person, I've seen this online, so I know that it happens, but I think that doing like trips, manufacturing trips to China is also a really great idea.
Oh.
I've seen it in the beauty industry where
oh.
people do it all the time. They make a trip down and they meet with all of the suppliers.
Right.
Right. And then that way they kind of like do business that way as well. So I feel like there's a lot of ways to kind of like do this. But starting having a online virtual option, I think is a great way. It's the way of movement, especially even when you're talking about AI. Like I went to, I was at a conference. It was like an organic food conference. Actually earlier this year. I think it was like in April, and I went to like an AI session, and it was a session where they were showing you how to create avatars and how they. You know, the person who was speaking, he played some videos and then he basically was like, okay, this is an avatar. And then it basically showed him saying the same thing in like, I think 15 different languages,
right.
I think he went through, but it was his likeness. It was him, you know what I mean? And I was like, oh, this is so great. A great way to connect with other cultures.
Mm.
It's still you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you're able to communicate.
Yeah, I can see it. I think that is amazing advice. Well, I would suggest to come to Chengdu first. We have Panda, we have Hot Pot.
Okay. And, I love Hot Pot.
Yeah, okay, yes. Like, we have so many things. Yeah. And also our twin city, Chongqing, is the, you know, the cyber sort of like, I don't know how to describe it. I'm going to put some viral videos, clips on my short form video. So please keep tuned. And then, you know, you can see there are like multi layers and the colorful buildings are built on the mountains.
Oh,
so they're
nice.
Just amazing. So if people, entrepreneurs, manufacturers, or sellers, they wanted to kind of have the trip to, like you said, visit the manufacturer factories in China. And then at the same time, they can travel.
Yes.
Now, as I know that China's travel policy become way more open and they turn to become more open, and Chinese people, I'm not going to lie, they are very, very friendly.
Yay, so, I love it.
Yeah, they're not monsters, you know. But I would say this is great, and we can talk more about it. If you have any idea, please just keep following us and keep sending us message or any ideas. We would love to build this family together.
Yes, absolutely. I'm so thrilled for it because, again, I do appreciate online for this reason.
Yeah.
And I appreciate video because I honestly think that if this was just audio only for building the connections, it would take even longer. But I feel by having at least video that people can see the energy and the mannerisms, the way we move, the way we flow, you know, it allows people to feel like, oh, okay, I want to know more about that person, you know. I want to hear more about what their needs are. I want to hear more about like what they're hoping to achieve, that type of thing. So
I agree. And as you mentioned about the AI, since I'm doing the research in AI human interaction, I don't feel like we have to wait for it to happen and feel like, oh my God, I have to catch it up. Mm-hmm. Instead, we can just move a little faster, right? Like we take the first move. We probably have our business or have our work built up, have our connection built up culturally, cross-culturally. Then when technology, we find, hey, this is the needs that we need. Like we wanted to, you know, we don't want to travel all the way there. If we couldn't, then we can, through the AI, through the technology, the VR, AR technology, and we can also feel the herb, feel the tea. And I can still see the performance very vividly presented in front of me through maybe an AR or a VR glasses.
That's true. Right? That is so true. And I have another question, because I'm like, okay, one of the hurdles, I would say, and not just with China, but with a lot of other cultural communities, is the time difference, the time zone, right? So with us in the west of, like, you know, Lower Mainland, Tri-Cities area in BC, what is the time difference right now?
So now is in the middle of the night in China. It's like, I think it's 4 or 5 a.m. Okay. I'm not 100% sure, but like it's like day and night difference.
Yeah.
However, you know, I'm not sure about you, but I stay up late all the time.
So. I know entrepreneurs, we stay up late a lot. So that isn't an issue. And also when, I mean, you do things like in the evening here, like it does sometimes align to a degree where it's not too difficult. Yeah,
like when in Vancouver or Canada here, when it's night, the China is in the morning.
Right.
But like also I would say there are so many Chinese people here in North America, in Vancouver.
Yes.
And we can totally ask about how do they deal with this kind of situation.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm so sure it's not a problem because as you can see, there are so many Chinese people everywhere, which we're just like, I'm pretty sure even a small group of people who are in Vancouver are you know, like the capacity is big enough for us to host those workshops and build up those connections and community.
Absolutely.
So I'm not going to worry about it too much.
And the thing, too, is in many, the beauty of online is the fact that things are in many cases recorded so that it can be watched at a later date, right? So it's not that it has to be live at that particular time.
Yeah.
The content doesn't go away, even down for workshops, right? Even for people who couldn't log in at the live moment, there's the option always to be able to get access to the recording, right?
Yeah.
And I thought, in the history of this business, I found that offering a recording has been really helpful, because it's not even when you're working with cultures that have different time zones. It's just even when you're working with cultures in Canada.
Mm.
People have schedules. People have things that pop up, and they might have registered for something, but now they can't make it.
Mm.
And so I was like, well, sometimes rather than you either get a refund or you lose out, I'm like, no, you can still get a recording of it, so that you can still, and then you get to have access to it all the time.
Yeah.
And then for people who come live, they also get to have a recording of it, so that they can have it in their back burner for when they want to reference it later, right?
But I love that we're exploring the strategies and the plans and solutions for those cross-cultural business communication, business collaboration, because eventually it will definitely be the case, right?
Yeah. So you do have to think about those things. I think that it's important, even for me as a business that operates out of BC, and I'm from Ontario, right?
Mm.
And then also I have connections in Alberta because I used to have a business there.
Mm.
There's all different time zones.
Yeah.
And with Toronto being, you know, the Eastern time zone, like in many, and with us being PST, so we're behind. I remember like doing meetings at like 5 a.m. here, right? Because it's 8 there, or 6 a.m. because it's 9 there. And it's like, that is just part of the deal of an entrepreneur. You know, I think that, yes, we get to direct a lot of our time, but sometimes we work unconventional hours because we are trying to make money and, you know, build our business.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure as we can, you know, more robots come to the place, that then I don't think we will continue work 9 to 5or to Chinese 9 to 6. So I think we will have more flexible schedule. It wouldn't be a problem. And also, as we mentioned, it will be like all this technology will solve this problem. The most important thing is we start small. We start local, right?
Yes.
The great thing about Vancouver, I think, is the diversity.
Absolutely.
We just have people from everywhere, and we have, like, I've seen the biggest Chinese community here.
Yep.
I've been to, like, 70 countries.
Yeah.
I've lived everywhere.
Yeah.
I think the Chinese community here in Vancouver is
huge
and very authentic.
Yeah.
So we started here, and, you know, when more collaboration, more opportunity comes, and we can get those our collaboration, our workshops to China, to Jamaica, or Alberta.
Yeah, it's like, put it out there to it all. I think that it's when it comes to workshops, I think it's a good idea to expand as broad as you can, right?
Mm.
Because again, you know, these platforms allow for a lot of people to be online at the same time, number one. And then number two, you have the option of like recording it for people to view at a later date.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
so I'm not going to worry about it too much. But yes, I am so excited. Yeah. We're going to talk more about the potential possibilities for us to collaborate and most likely to make Nicole's workshop in January become more diverse.
Yes.
And if we can find those Chinese manufacturer providers to as like suppliers for the cloth, for the teacups, for the herbs, even
for the herbs. I was just going to say, even for the herbs. And one of the things with collaboration too, that is is great. At least this is what I've done in other events, like I've done dinner parties and things like that, is that the collaborators also get a voice. So they get to talk about their product or whatever they've contributed as well. It's not just me speaking on behalf. They get to have a voice. They get to talk about the benefits of their product. They get to talk about maybe how it was created. They get to talk about how people can find it, you know, all the things. And so it gets the participants connected also with the collaborator as much as the person who's like hosting.
Yeah, I that reminds me that in Chinese culture we have this idiom called like 求同存异, which means find similarities in different cultures, different voices. So I can totally see that in our future collaboration and workshop in Nicole's industry, which she works in art, food and clothing, all different kind of things, as you can imagine, to make all those things coherently exist.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that was really amazing. I had so much fun talking to Nicole and exploring all those potential possibilities and strategies.
I'm so looking forward to even future conversations about this, because I feel like this is something kind of new, right? I don't think that this connection has been happening often. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like it's a pioneer thing. So I love it. I think that that is so great. And for me, I'm like excited to learn about other people that are doing incredible things, right? Like, that's the beauty about, I think, the pros and cons of the entrepreneur, in my opinion, is that, like, it is a lonely journey sometimes, you kind of have to make the effort to connect with other entrepreneurs, and then you realize that people are doing some incredible things.
You know,
it kind of really gets me inspired, even, because sometimes being on the journey of an entrepreneur can get, you can lack your motivation.
I would say the lonely page is just a page.
Yes.
Like, but after that, the whole book could be fantastic.
Hey, I love it. Yes.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
So true.
So yeah, like we're going to continue this this whole, today's episode is just the beginning, because we're going to continue this, and maybe you can follow us and see how are we going to really execute our ideas? What ideas could be really become true?
Yes.
And you can attend our workshops or maybe even make money through that by being a supplier.
That's
or
right.
Whatever it is.
Exactly.
Yes.
You never know. Like, I mean, I think that sometimes when ideas develop, we don't know the whole picture yet. Right.
Yeah.
But at least for me, in the way that I am an entrepreneur, is that I am always open to new ideas, new connections, new collaborations. It keeps your business like fresh, you know, and it keeps it breathes life into it. I feel the more that you are that way, as opposed to kind of being rigid, you know, and some businesses need that, right?
Yeah.
But I think with what I do, it's so good to be like open to.
I love it. Yeah. As I've already know you for quite a while, and I can tell that Nicole is a very responsible person, and she has a great work ethic. So I am really like a believer to all those things that would really happen and come to life.
Yes.
And plus our AI technology thing and the work I do and the industry and the ideas that she has, I think maybe in January things will become so different.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so too. I don't know about you, but like I feel like 2026 is going to be like an incredible year.
I agree. Like we've been talking about this, and I think this is what the serendipity is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's wild because it is the second last month of 2025. And I don't always do this, but this year specifically is when I've really started to think ahead business-wise. Mm. Like, and I think it's good practice, right? To most people are already planned out for 2026. Oh. Most people like already know what they want to do each month. Mm. I'm not that far yet, but yeah. I do know what I want to do like January, February.
Yeah.
And it helps to keep the motivation.
Okay, let's keep the communication ongoing. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for tuning us. And you can also listen to us at cjsf.com.ca. Mm-hmm. And our show, we are live every Thursday from 12 to 1 p.m. Vancouver time on CJSF 90.1 FM, or listen live at cjsf.ca. You can also watch on WeChat live stream under 野蛮生长夏洛特. And please feel free to send me message, DM me, or send me the email through the work email, or you can go to callmenegotiator.com. You will find all different kind of projects I'm working on, keeping them updated. But thank you so much for being our lovely audience, and have a good day.